Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm glad you joined us. In today's study, we will continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get right into our series right after this. Now, Join in Progress, part 5 of 6 in our study. Now look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Even in the church in Sardis, which had a reputation for being alive but was dead, there were those who continued to serve the Savior. It is worth it to serve the Savior, even if all those around us choose not to. This is dealing with Christians living amongst other Christians who are living like they weren't saved. Rather than using that as an excuse to live wrong, they just went on and lived right. Just as there were some faithful saints in the church in Sardis, so there were some faithful churches in the Reformation churches. They refused to defile their garments with false preaching and false teaching. They didn't come out of Roman Catholicism. No, they were dissenters on the outside looking in. And when the Reformation started, they were still dissenters. They were still on the outside looking in. They placed their faith in the Lord, submitted themselves to the will of God. Like Moses of old, they made a choice. They chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. They esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. They endured as seeing him who is invisible. We read about that in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. The Lord then tells the reward that they shall receive for their faithfulness. Listen to what he says in Revelation 3 and verse 4. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. These are the white robes of the righteousness of the saints, according to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 8. Look at it. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Good works. Works for the Savior earn the reward of fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. We will be clothed with these robes at the judgment seat of Christ. But we must stand for the right and preach the truth. We must stand if nobody else stands. We must preach the truth if nobody else preaches it. There is a reward for our living in the face of wickedness. And more than that, there is a responsibility on our part to live for the Savior, that we may be found walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, Ephesians 4:1 says.